Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Happy birthday, Mike. Where's your hat?
Yay.
Where's your damn hat?
Yay. Is my big bald spot blinding you, McGuire?
Yes, you need a shinier, sparkly cover.
All right. So.
So guess who called for your birthday, Mike?
Who called for my birthday? Everybody's here. This is a people need to understand. This is the crazy birthday house we're running here today.
Everybody make party noises. Woo!
Party
noise!
We got a room full of people.
Party noise!
I'm just so lucky and so fortunate to have this amazing group of people. Birthday house. You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be on this TV show called Paul Tripp's Birthday House, and I never got on.
I never heard of that. We didn't.
Well, you're too young. You're only, what, 39, so you wouldn't remember.
29, Mike.
Sorry.
I remember
so
that
you remember
show.
Paul Tripp's Birthday House?
Yeah.
That's Lynn Vaughn, everybody, from the Garden State Social Club.
Yay. Mike has a new toy for his birthday. Lynn, you got to get up on that mic.
We're going to do a song, right? You and me, Lynn, today?
Oh, yeah.
But first, you're hearing a special birthday song from one of your rock star crushes. I hope she's one of your rock star crushes. Miss Debbie Harry called in with a happy birthday song.
Hot diggity dog.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
God, it's as if she were right here in the studio with us.
She is. Birthday, don't we wish?
Happy birthday to you.
It's quite the scene here.
Yay!
Wow.
Oh, and look at that.
The queen of all
and you actually
girls,
got.
Debbie
I can't
Harry.
Believe you got 50 candles on that cake. Jesus Christ, you're going to set the whole restaurant on fire. So who else is we got? We got in the room here. We got our good friend Christine Montreal. Hey, a bevy of blonde hair.
There's so many damn blondes.
Jeez,
we've got
Louise.
One true brunette.
A blonde mom.
We got Lynn Vaughn, my friend from the Garden State Social Club. Our friend Mika Warren is here. Yay. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
And our other
Gates.
German friend Dirt is here.
Yay.
And Chad's here hanging out in the back. And Mary's here. And Liz is in the booth wearing a very silly hat.
Not everyone's into the hats I'm seeing.
Okay. Got Mr. Steve Pang in the booth.
Mr. Steve Pang. Oh, what are you doing there, Mike?
I thought you were gonna sing some birthday blues, maybe.
Who's gonna sing the birthday blues?
I made this up on the cab ride over here.
Okay.
I got the birthday blues. I got the birthday blues.
Oh Lord, you all.
I got the birthday blues.
Those liver spots are large.
I got the birthday blues.
Wrinkles like the Grand Canyon.
From the top of my birthday hat to the bottom of my birthday shoes.
Where's my hemorrhoid pillow?
I got a graveyard and got a tombstone mine. I turned 5-0, but I don't mind dying. I got the birthday blues.
Got more hair out of your ears than your head.
I got the birthday blues.
Yeah.
From the top of my birthday hat to the bottom of my birthday shoes.
Woo!
All right. Yeah, all right. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Woo! Birthday house.
That was sponsored by Viagra.
Birthday house.
I just saw John and Christina walk into the restaurant.
Right. getting crazy in here. I feel good. I never felt better in my life, to be honest with you.
Really?
Oh,
feeling
yeah.
limber? Did a little birthday yoga this morning, Mike?
You can call it whatever you want, but it worked. It worked miracles.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Come on in, birthday house. Birthday house.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Birthday house.
All right. It's Boss Hog is here.
Yeah.
I invented this just for you, John. It's the birthday house exploder. Birthday house.
Will that ever get old? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Mike, maybe you should blow out your candles before we set up the smoke detector.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Do I have to really do this, or am I going to kayfabe it for radio?
No, you have to really do this. Wait, we have to see if you have enough power in those old...
Oh, my God.
So what's going on now? Now there's nothing?
No, now,
all right.
Now there's nothing.
Now there's nothing.
Are you three?
All right, who's going to spank me 50 times? Which one of you hot blondes is going to spank me 50 times?
The German broad.
So we've got two German broads.
Say hi and say embarrass me or something. So I'm telling you though, Judy, being 50 is great. Like, you know, I feel like I'm over the hill, but I'm picking up speed going down the other side. And I'm going to hit 60 to 110 at the rate I'm going.
All right.
This is good stuff. This is good. How many? Let's see. I'm looking around here. I don't want to give anything away, but I'm.
There's a lot of
people in this room about to join this club, and I'm sure there's an AARP card waiting for me in my mailbox when I get home.
Okay, mine hit me like 6 months before my birthday. That was like the meanest birthday gift ever.
And they don't even give you a discount on movies with that thing, right?
Well, Spiro said, like, oh, man, that's cool. You can get a discount. On what? Like the bus?
Well, I take the bus. At this point in my life, I need the M15 more than I need the MC5.
Because you don't have to walk up and down those stairs.
Screw the bus. I want a private ambulance.
Oh, man. Wheelchair shopping. Jet wheelchair. So you want to do a song maybe, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Should we do a song? You guys gonna do a song
maybe?
Absolutely. Talking to do a song? We'll take a break and we'll set you up. Yeah.
We have inflatable
silver
shark.
Jubilee. It's the Silver Jubilee.
All right, let's do a song. This is the Garden State Social Club working now.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. The only doll I ever owned. Well, I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love is grown. And it gets stronger every day. And it gets bigger, baby, let me say. And it gets higher day by day. Well, I love you by my river deep down high. If I lost you, would I cry? You know I love you, baby, 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 baby. When you were a young boy, did you have a puppy that always followed you around? Well, I'm gonna be as faithful as that puppy. No, I will never let you down. Baby, like a scuba loves his pie. I love you, baby, river deep, mountain high. see what I cry. No, I love your baby, 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 baby.
Well, I'm having a great time. What's great is, you know, Lynn, how long have we known each other? So we're teenagers, right?
That's right.
We're still making the same racket.
Still making mistakes.
But not the same ones, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That was good. That guy almost choked on his pork chop.
Well, that would be the awkward date table. They're just sort of like wondering what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah, they don't. I think they're just buddies, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, one of them is very disappointed that they're just buddies, is all.
So what wisdom have you gleaned in these 50 years, Mike? What is the most important lesson life has taught you? A wise sage.
Well, you want the real Zen answer or you want the joke answer?
I want the real deep answers. That's what we're going for here.
You gotta be the willow that bends in the wind. That's it.
Really?
That's it. You know, you gotta be flexible. That's what I've learned this whole time. Otherwise, you're fucked. You gotta go with the flow.
What about medication?
Oh, I'm all for it. In fact, take a look in that little box right there, speaking of medication.
It looks like a harmonica.
But what's in there?
Oh,
it's the birthday doobie.
All right.
Gotta do what you can.
So, why don't we take a quick break? You have some music queued
I
up?
I do have a little birthday music queued up. Can you hit it, Liz? I think you're really gonna like this, Mike.
It's your birthday today.
Mike!
It's your birthday today.
Mike!
Closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Mike!
It's your birthday today.
Mike!
Grab your goodie bags. Open your gifts. Blow out your candles.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew WK. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
Birthday house.
Still not old, 14 minutes later.
Birthday house.
What inspired this, Mike?
Well, look who's here.
Is John Spencer eating butter?
Is that a Jello shot?
It's butter.
It's butter. You know, yeah. I read somewhere that Charlie
Patton. The doctor told me I needed more butter in my diet. Yeah. Like you, Mike, I'm not a young man anymore. The doctor said I need to get more butter
in your system.
You can never have
grease up your heart a little.
You can never have too much butter in your diet.
No.
Oh, man, I thought it was a Jello shot. I got all excited. Let's open some presents.
You got presents, Mike?
I got presents.
I only got you sticky buns and hats. Sorry.
You ruined it. All right, what's in here? Well, we got the birthday doobie. What's in here? Wait, this one first.
What is that?
Sorry.
Away!
Birthday feedback.
You're all right.
All right. It's a party now.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I like that. Okay, so I got. That's all right. Oh, look, happy birthday, Sharky.
Stationery. Everybody loves stationery.
Yeah.
It's a paper birthday.
It's a paper. It's my silver jubilee. this is nice. This little bag. And it's from. This is from our friend Lynn Vaughn and Steve. And.
It's from the fancy hat store.
It's from the haberdashery.
It's a fancy hat store.
Think about the last moments in Spinal Tap. This could be my future working at a haberdashery. What are the hours?
If anyone else wants a birthday hat, feel free to grab one.
Birthday house. John, do you remember the show Paul Tripp's Birthday House when we were little kids?
No.
Because you're the only other person that's old enough to even come close to remembering that.
Nice. Thanks, Mike.
Well, this is very nice. This is a gift certificate to my favorite hat store, and a man can never have too many hats, especially when you're a bald Jew like I am. So thank you guys very much.
And by hat, you mean condom?
I mean
Jimmy
those,
hat.
A Jew beanie. That's what I need, a Jew beanie. Oh, look, and Stonehenge on this birthday card. It's like the one thing that's older than me. Thank you guys very much. This is good. You can play a little music, John. Someone going to sing?
No, I was going to
sing.
I was just going to say that, you're supposed to read the card first.
I was raised by wolves.
There's more over there.
No,
there's more presents.
More presents.
All right, so
all right. But touch with my feminine side. Yep. Well, let's see. Okay, wait. There's. I hope that's like drugs. This one's a sharky on it. Oh, who's that knocking on my door? Okay. Well, this is fantastic. Well, I'll open the card first.
Give the boy a mic.
This is great.
You never know what's gonna happen.
It doesn't get tired. Oh, look at that. A hand from Derita and Chad. Happy birthday!
Homemade card.
For those of you listening at home, the card is beautiful and handmade.
Happy birthday!
There's a picture of a little cat riding on a unicorn.
Oh, I love a unicorn. Oh, wow. My goodness. Oh, here's the actual gift, which actually is good. It weighs about as much as I do, which is a good sign. Let's see. You guys just chat amongst
Speed
yourselves.
Speed it up for radio. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
On the birthday show, Paul, I'm trying to remember what actually went down on that show.
Mike is now opening
and
the present.
I found
it. It has a pink ribbon. It's about 8 inches long.
I hope it's a pony. I think it's a pony. Do you think it's a pony? I hope it's a pony.
For those of you playing at home.
Really? Oh, my goodness. All right. Day of the Dead Corkscrew. Thank you,
man. Nice.
Thank you. All right. That's awesome. The European girls get two kisses.
Happy birthday!
That's fantastic.
There is one more, Mike.
There's one more.
Mike, there is one more.
Look in front of you, Mike.
In front of me. Where am I going? Oh, my goodness.
You get showered with presents.
Oh, look at this. Showered with presents.
Showered.
Showered. It's the birthday shower.
Except for me.
And me.
Oh, Judy. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is beautiful. This is fantastic. I love this. This is a holder for an old Edison wax cylinder holder. This is absolutely fantastic.
Not just gifts, thoughtful gifts.
That's good.
Yay! That's good.
Look at the thing.
Oh, the pen. There's a special. Oh, it's a Sharky. Yeah. Oh, well, this just keeps getting better and better as we go along. Let's see. Give me that guitar. Let's do a song.
Here we go.
Did you retune my guitar to your weird blues tuning?
Yeah.
It's good. I was saying.
So, Judy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Yeah? Welcome home. I heard you had quite a tour.
Yeah, it was out of sight. How's your day been?
My day's been pretty festive.
Yeah.
This is live radio, Mike.
I know, okay. All right, John, you just going to sing some birthday blues for me?
What's it?
It's a birthday blues. Mike Edison is an old man. And... yeah, it's not even his birthday anymore. To tell the truth, it was August 2nd. Yes, it was many years ago that Mrs. Edison brought home something from the hospital. Wrinkled, like a prune or a raisin.
So I came out, and then the doctor slapped my ass, and they turned me over, and he said, holy shit, twins.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting old here on the Mike and Judy show. Maybe you should light up that birthday doobie.
Can you do that?
I got the birthday.
We're gonna get in trouble if we do that, Mike. Do you want to go in detention on your 50th birthday?
Yeah, you know, I can't believe you're not getting in trouble for that Miley Cyrus birthday hat that you're wearing. It's if I had Miley Cyrus on my head, I would be in the Huskow in about two seconds flat.
Is it Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana?
Oh wait, it's more presents. It's more presents.
Oh, I like the rapping.
Man, this is awesome. I should turn 50 every day.
Well, Mike, how do you feel?
I feel...
How do you feel?
I feel 5-0. I feel like Steve McGarrett, 5-0. Book him, Dano. I don't know. That's all I got for the 50-year-old jokes. It's a half a century, dude. That's a lot. Considering the way I was living, the way I was 25, it's a miracle I fucking made it.
I love that you have a hangover from being at Babbo last night.
Oh, man. I know. We had to kick Mike Wallace and Leslie Stahl out of the booth. But it's okay because they're really old. Well, this is great. Who's this card in here?
That's from Mickey.
Oh, from okay. Well, this is from we got the whole Boss Hog contingent, yeah. Bringing presents. This is beautiful. Mickey couldn't be here today because he's doing something much more important. That's right. Just bring me another saucer of milk, Derta. This is very nice. Well, all right. Black Music by Leroy Jones, also known as Amiri Bakar. This is a classic book. That's all
nice.
Right. This is good. I like that he assumes that I read. This is awesome. I'm very flattered. That's good. Black Music. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Hey, German girl, say something. We all thought you were going to interrogate the Jew on the radio. That's kind of what this whole is all about. It's an elaborate setup.
Well, I thought I was supposed to tell a funny story. About
oh, you got one?
Let's hear
Mika's funny story.
Funny story.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I want to hear that. I want to hear that.
Yeah. Let's go.
Val. Three guys are digging a hole. Well.
Genau. First of all, I made him always mow the lawn when he came out to Frenchtown to the Crooked Headquarters. Before.
Mowing the lawn in Frenchtown.
Yeah, yeah. What is that a euphemism for? God only knows. Well, that was your wonderful ex-husband, you know, I'd come out to visit the house, like, yeah, Sharky, you know, here's the lawnmower. I'm like, what are you going to do next, get the devil dogs to fix the roof?
You always wanted to start a barbecue right away and strum the guitar on the porch, right? But then there was this one 4th of July, do you remember?
I remember when that guy sold Tim, like, those dud fireworks, and then the cops came.
No, it was the tubing.
Oh, the tubing, I got lost on the river.
He almost drowned, actually.
Yeah, that was good. It was like, you know.
Was it rough water?
It was going good.
He got almost drowned.
It was all Tom Sawyer and shit, and then all of a sudden.
And he lost the tube, and he got a lot of shit.
I went so way fucking down the river. I like, totally missed my exit. That's all right, you know. Delaware water gap. That's good. Oh, look, more presents.
Yeah. More presents.
Here, see if we can have fun with that while we do this. All right, this one's got a big skull on it, so it must be. I feel Christina's hands involved in the skull. This is great. And it's heavy, I like that. It feels good. It's sexy leopard skin paper. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on over there?
Have you told a story already, Judy?
I don't think I have.
We haven't told
everyone hears from me every week. Christina, your turn. Tell the birthday story.
Oh, man, look at this. Oh, man. This is great. This is the Wally Wood comic book canon. This is gorgeous.
Wow.
Thank you guys very much. See, this is better than Mickey's presents because it has more pictures in it. Okay.
So. And it's not old.
Where is Mickey?
Mickey doing, I don't know. He's doing something more important like I don't know, like the Dan and Bob show or, you know, or like Fred's birthday house or some goddamn thing. How's it going in the booth, Liz?
The phone lines are lighting up.
Yeah. Wait, sorry. Yeah. Huh?
Liz is wearing a hat. She went
Liz
for the princess hat.
Yeah.
This is it, Liz. Now you're part of the show.
Yay. Happy birthday, Mike.
All right. Producer to the stars, Liz Smith. She's just been bumped up.
I love that her name is Liz Smith because I always think like the Liz Smith is writing me. Is she dead?
Is Liz Smith
not yet?
Dead?
Not yet. Okay, waiting.
And Cindy Adams too. She's
right.
Just
only
really...
in New York, folks.
Oh,
only
listen,
in New York.
Let me tell you, anybody who could live with Joey Adams for all those years has obviously got the constitution of an ox, the patience of Job.
Five people know who we're talking about.
Only in New York, kids. So that was it. That was the most embarrassing shit you guys can come up with. That like I
heard Judy has a really embarrassing story.
You know, I
think
do.
Think back to the time when we met when you had a mohawk and you lost your nose ring and our friend's dreadlocks.
Yeah, that's embarrassing to me,
oh,
though.
Oh, right. Sorry. I forgot. I'm supposed to miss.
On tour with Reagan Youth and Shark. What was it? Killdozer at the time?
Shark is Machine.
Yeah. Lost my nose ring and Dave from Reagan Youth's dreadlock. I had to go digging into one of those Jew-locks and pull it out and put it back in my nose. There, now I'm embarrassed on your birthday. Thank you, Mike.
It's awesome. What's
story about Mike, though. That's
he was there.
Oh, he was there.
I was there.
Not during the losing of the nose ring part.
You were there.
I was not there for the losing of the nose ring.
That was
part.
A private moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had this great picture I found, and just to verify it all, of when I was five, I was looking at some old birthday pictures, and really with...
on Dealey Plaza?
The NASA spacesuit that I wore, it was like 2 weeks after the moon landing, and, you know, I was just thinking about, like, you know...
Did you have a NASA or Apollo-themed birthday party?
I wore this, like, NASA blue jumpsuit, like, every chance I had. I also had this, like, big space helmet, and this big toy ray gun that had very little to do with an actual space... space program, but to me, you know, it spoke of like the wars that were going to break out on Mars just as soon as we began the colonization. Have you guys seen speaking of which, I want to see the James Brown movie in the Guardians of the Galaxy on my birthday,
yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet. Anybody seen James Brown yet?
Nope, gonna see it.
No one's seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Have you already done a program about the apes movie?
The apes. Oh, have you seen it yet?
No.
Are you waiting? I haven't seen it. No. I was. The apes are good. The humans suck.
I tried to see Boyhood, but it was sold out. So.
Wow, that's a great story. Thanks.
That was yesterday.
I was going down. Remember, you guys watched Wonderama, right? Do you remember Wonderama?
I love Wonderama.
Do you remember seeing David Essex on Wonderama? This changed my life too.
No, that's Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah,
Zoom.
We're gonna Zoom, okay. Zoom, Zoom, Zoom.
Yeah, with a girl who can do this.
Zoom.
That was a trick.
You know, I love when I was four, I saw David Essex in Wonderama. Four or five. Right, Rockon?
Yeah.
It was a change of my life. It was the first time I heard, the Echo Machine. All right, we can sing the birthday blues. Give me some blues and more. Gotta get the hell out of here and have a real peaceful party. I got the birthday blues. I got the birthday blues. From the top of my birthday hat, woo, to the bottom of my birthday shoes. Yeah, see, I'm getting old. This is what old feels like. I can handle it. It's good. I eat in better restaurants.
Have better hangovers.
Jesus Christ. hangovers are for quality. So I've had exactly one beer in the shower since I turned 50. Yeah, and I don't mind dying. I got the birthday blues. Woo! I'm gonna be some kind of crazy old Jew. I'm heading down to Florida. Yeah, that's where my people go. Woo! I got the birthday blues.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
I had a pork chop.
A pork chop?
I had a pork chop. I had a pork chop the size of a bedpan. And I'm here to tell the tale, my friend. 50 years in one day.
Yay!
And I never felt better. Well, this is awesome. And
happy
once
birthday,
again,
Mike.
Judy, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Christine and Mika and John and Christina and Gerta and Chad.
You got it sounding like it. Come on. Come on, guys.
All right. Arts and seizures. Arts and seizures. Arts and seizures.
Happy birthday to you! for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awaeli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.